Hi everyone, this is Maria, and this is the podcast Women and Mythology. In this podcast, I track the feminine in myth, fairy tales, and folklore. In today's episode, I'll tell you the story of La Loba from the book Women Who Run with the Wolves by Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes. So there is an old woman who lives in a hidden place that everyone knows in their soul, but few have ever seen. La Loba is often hairy, always fat. She's a big woman, and she specially wishes to evade most company. She's both a crower and a crackler, having generally more animal sounds than human ones. The sole purpose of La Loba is to collect the bones. She collects the bones of all sorts of animals, the rattlesnake, the crow, the deer, but her specialty are the bones of wolves. She creeps and crawls and swifts through the montañas, the dry river banks, the arroyos, looking for the bones of wolves. She gathers these bones, and I like to imagine she takes it back to her cave and she, you know, stuck them up there until she has an entire skeleton. And when she does, she lights up a fire, she sits down, and she starts building the skeleton. When the last piece of bone is placed and the white skeleton is laid in front of her on the ground, she thinks of a song. And when she's sure, she stands up, raises her hand over the criatura, over the creature, the bones, and she sings out. She sings and sings and sings with all her lungs. And this is when the rib bones and leg bones of the wolf begin to flesh out, and the creature becomes furred. La Loba sings more and more from deep in her lungs, and more the creature starts to come into being. La Loba sinks so deeply that the floor of the desert shakes. And finally, suddenly, the wolf opens its eyes, leaps up, and runs away down the canyon. And we're not sure why that is. Maybe it is the way that the sunlight or the moonlight touches just the right spot on the side of the wolf. Or is it because the water splashes in a way when the wolf crosses the river? But something happens that transforms this wolf into a laughing woman who runs free towards the horizon. So remember, if you wander the desert and it is near sundown, and you are perhaps a little bit lost and certainly tired, La Loba might take a liking on you and show you something, something of the soul. I hope you enjoyed the story of La Loba. I invite you to stay with the story, stay present with it. Maybe imagine meeting La Loba, collecting the bones just like La Loba does, bringing them back to your cave and singing to them. In our next episode, I will interpret and share the symbolism of some of these elements. Until then, you're welcome to stay connected with me on Instagram under Women and Mythology, or visit my website, womenandmythology.com. All the links are below on the description of this episode. Wishing you a beautiful journey of soul. Mythmaker Podcast Network.